Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Now, we want to know, do you enjoy socialising alone? We sent our reporter Josh Crosby out and about in the streets of Dublin today to find out.
Yeah, I think I would, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, no, I've gone for a pint by myself, all right.
What about lunch or dinner?
Oh, I don't know about that now. I kind of like going for lunch with people, you know. If you have, like, a waiter coming over to you and, you know, like, I think there's a few more people looking at you if you're sitting at a table by yourself or rather than sitting at a pub by yourself, you know.
It doesn't bother me. Sometimes I'm away with work, so I will, yeah, if I have to go out for a bite to eat on my own, yeah, it doesn't bother me. Oh, click. If it's a social occasion, absolutely, you would rather go out with a group. But no, it wouldn't bother me to have to do it. Absolutely not.
Yeah, I would actually. No, I'm actually back from Australia for a week on my holidays. But yeah, I'd have no problem sitting down having a quiet pint in the middle of the day or a meal by myself. Yeah. Sometimes it's like, do you like you see people and they'd read a book kind of having a quiet pint at 2 in the day and it just seems to be peaceful or something. You know, like you'd see it in an old pub and I think that's like what I'd envision going for a pint by yourself. And sure, we need to eat, like, you know.
Would you ever go for a meal or a drink by yourself?
No.
Why not?
Oh, no, I just feel real awkward.
Have you ever tried it?
No, I don't think I would either.
Why, you just, you be...
Oh no, I think I just have to bring someone with me for the company.
Absolutely, yes.
You enjoy it?
Yeah, I do, yes, no problem. I travel a lot on my own, so yes.
You're happy in your own company?
Quite happy.
Would you ever go for a meal or a drink, a bit of lunch or dinner by yourself?
Yeah, I would, yeah. And one time I was there for dinner and I even bought myself a rose because I love myself so much. Someone's going around.
Candlelit dinner for one.
Yeah. I love that. I bought myself a rose. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. Get your voice notes into us. Do you enjoy socialising alone? Journalist and commentator Lise Hand is with me in studio. Are you in favour of it?
I am massively in favour of it. And I've always done it.
Really?
Again, probably it started during because I worked a lot. My job took me as a journalist, a news journalist. I travelled an awful lot around the country, but also overseas.
Yeah.
And often I was, you know, I was on my own, not maybe part of a pack. And I just found that I very much enjoy going into a pub on my own. I really enjoy it. And I can be in, you know, I can either be in the mood where I want to sit, like some of the Vox Popper said, you know, with a book and contemplate life and look around me. And then sometimes you might want to go in and you might just feeling a bit convivial and start up a conversation. Mm. So I think it depends on your mood. But, you know, it's actually so simple to do. You go in, you pick a stool at the bar. That's the obvious place to start.
Rather than a table in the corner.
Rather than a table in the corner. So you have people to the left and people to the right and you can have a look. And if you fancy the cut of their jib, you can start a conversation or you can chat to the bar person. And the amount of times I've had great experiences doing that, I've met absolutely interesting people, had huge crack. And I think everybody should try and have the confidence to do it. I really do.
And I wonder, we've had a great conversation in the office about this today. And is it a confidence thing? You know, and we were wondering about even gender came into it and age demographics. Yeah. And I wonder, does the... this is going to sound nuts now, right? But one of the things I have learned in my little bit of research around the office this afternoon, does it matter what day of the week it is or the time of the day?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it definitely does. I mean, even I would probably kind of think twice if I was walking into, you know, a bar on my own at maybe 8 or 9 o'clock on a Friday or Saturday night, because they, you know, then people do tend to go out and socialise in groups. But there's something, so the time of the day does matter. I mean, the sun is over the Ardarm somewhere in the world after about midday. So there's always an excuse to go into a bar. And I think the gender thing is interesting because there's no doubt that women might feel a little bit intimidated. But, you know, you're going in there, you're just dressed in normal clothes. I'm not saying you're going in your out top, you know, you're just going in jeans and a T-shirt or whatever. Yeah. You know, your body language can very easily, you know, display that you're either up for a chat with somebody or whether
you
just want to be left alone.
To be talked to.
And, you know, I think it's, you know, I think you need to sort of have an open heart about this. I also just love pubs. I actually really love them.
Sorry, just to say as well, not necessarily going to a pub for a drink. I mean, many of our listeners will be going in for a pub grub or bite a lunch or, you know, food, dinner as well in
precisely,
pub settings.
So. But, you know, pubs are our kind of, they're a great space, you know, and if you see it, like, ideally a pub without a telly is absolutely the best thing in the world. Very hard to find, but and you go in and you can have a toasted sandwich and a cup of tea or something. And now it's interesting. The eating alone thing is probably again, I think people, a lot of people would find that more daunting because...
Because I'm the opposite.
Yeah, personally, I'm actually fine. But some people, I think, might find it a bit more daunting.
1800 453 106 is the number. Donna's with us on the line, Lise, as well today. Do you socialise alone, Donna?
No.
Would
not
you?
Not really, to be honest with you. Would I? Well, you know what? I wish I was still in my 20s, but when I was in my 20s, I did trade shows in the job I was in. And yeah, I would go into a restaurant and eat on my own. And still now, it doesn't bother me to do that in the slightest. I would go in, and if someone was late in a bar in half an hour, I would sit there, and I have no problems chatting to anyone. I get told off by my other half. I can't even go to Tesco's without talking to the till girl. But it's not a confidence thing. I just think it's I said earlier on to your researcher that my father loved nothing more than going in and having a pint, bless him, and his Reader's paper, sit at the bar. And to me, in my head, that's what that entails during the day if you go in. So it's probably a sexist thing that's a woman going in and having a drink just seems just a bit strange. But I would have no problem doing anything of that but walk into a pub.
The weather in Central Ohio just got better, so why shouldn't your loan rate? CME Federal Credit Union wants to try to beat your current loan rate by 2% on autos and toys. Plus, enjoy no payments for 90 days on car loans and no payments for 60 days on motorcycles, boats, and more. With car rates as low as 4.99% APR and toy rates starting at 6.5% APR, it's the perfect time to save. Apply today at cmefcu.org.
Terms apply. Minimum floor rates 4.99% APR cars, 6.50% APR other vehicles. Federally insured by NCUA.
Yeah.
It is literally down to just that.
And it shouldn't
it's
be. But it is,
no.
For whatever. Yeah, and it's funny. Like, I know this sounds nuts, you know, but like, I would have absolutely, of course, no bother. I'd head over there and I'd have, you know, lunch at whatever, 3 o'clock this afternoon when I finish work. But there isn't a chance in hell that I would go out for dinner on my own tonight. Or go to a pub on my own. There's no way I would. I'd go into a pub if I was going out tonight or on a Saturday night and waiting, you know, maybe 20 minutes or half an hour for friends, people joining me. But I wouldn't just go out on my own for dinner or a drink.
Well, there is something, I think quite liberating about it. I mean, if you've had, say, a really stressful day and, you know, you really just want a bit of time to decompress, I find going to a coffee shop or something much more stressful because I find them noisier.
Yeah.
There's a bigger turnover of people and tables and so on. Where if you find a lovely pub, it's almost even with the stained glass windows, you can have that sort of church thing going on.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe I think it is, to be honest with you, that I think I'm very much in touch with my inner owl fella. And I, just like Donna, I actually love that of going in with a newspaper or a book and sitting at the bar.
I see so many people doing that now, or the crossword.
Yeah.
Not, thankfully, one of the things that hasn't been replaced by the phone. But, you know, and I see it, like, obviously my family are in the business, and I would see it even if I was at home over the weekend. You might have one or two people who would come in on their own. They might even be having a coffee. You know, they're just in having a coffee. But they've the paper, reading the paper, doing the crossword, and maybe if there's just an element of companionship as well.
Well, this is it. And I mean, in the interest of research, of course, I went into my local last night on my own on my way home from work. And I actually sat, there was no seats at the bar counter, so I kind of sat in a slightly in a corner, but, you know, not tucked away. And I went to pint and I was I think there was a television there, so I was vaguely keeping an eye on whatever was on television. And I literally had stood up, had my coat on, half on, and next thing I hear my name been called, and there's a lad I know standing there, and he goes, sit down and have another pint, right? And we ended up, I hadn't seen him in ages, and we had a fantastic chat. Now, chances are, if I had been with somebody, we probably just would have nodded at each other. He would have kept going and I would have kept talking. So it's the sort of the possibilities. And this is very much a local thing. And I would encourage people to get into the habit of going into the local. A, the pub's generally the business these days as well. But there's something kind of, you know, it is sort of, you get sort of into, you hear the local gossip, you hear the local news. You might see people together and you're thinking, geez, I haven't seen them in ages.
Yeah.
So there's a sort of, there's something, like, it's a very sociable thing.
Yeah.
And actually, it's not
said,
antisocial.
It should be said as well for a lot of the coffee shops, you know, and, you know, the privately owned coffee shops around the country and local restaurants as well, people going for food. Would you go for a meal on a Saturday night, Donna, on your own?
No.
I don't mean, and it is different. Like if I was away for work or something, that again, that's,
oh,
for
yeah,
me, that doesn't count
stuff,
now.
Yeah.
That's different.
No. Absolutely not. No, at 100% now.
Wouldn't
and
it,
I mean, like,
yeah.
I just couldn't, I kind of think no. And of course, I am a part of that generation that likes to, you know, you can have a meal at home and have a glass of wine. See, in that respect, see, Lisa's kind of convincing me now that maybe I should
great
just for the
go to the coffee
now,
shop.
And I live in a small village in Kildare, so it would be the same. You go into the pub and you'd always kind of find someone to talk to, I suppose. But God, and it's a bank holiday weekend. Thanks, lads.
Yeah, listener here tells me my husband passed away unexpectedly. I'm sorry to hear that. 3 years ago, the one thing we used to enjoy very much was going out for a meal and a glass of wine. Unfortunately, there's no way though I'd go to a restaurant or a bar on my own. I envy anyone who's brave enough to do it. I will go into a cafe for a coffee and a scone on my own. But that's about it. Another listener says, nobody chats to me when I go away on my own. I wish they did, though, because it gets really lonely. Usually it's just me with a book or I'm looking into my phone.
Well, I think, again, if you sort of show willing, and it's very much, particularly with women, it's very much about your body language. I mean, you can sit at a bar with a sort of, you know, the virtual do not disturb sign on your back, you know, and you know
well,
how to do that.
Well, the head the phone is a sure sign, even if you're
the
on the bus.
The phone,
I mean,
the
anyway.
Head and the bus. Yeah, and, you know,
that's
I think...
That's a don't talk to me sign.
Yeah, but I think there's an awful lot of, I think it is quite easy to sort of engage in a bit of small talk. I mean, it, you know, you can literally say, talk about the weather or something, you know, something that's going on in the world, but don't talk about politics.
Yeah, God, no, more religion.
Never politics or religion. But, you know, and even just start up. Another great one is if you're lucky enough to live, say, near a bar where there's live music, that's a great one to go in on your own because... That's, you know, there's music, you can start talking about music or you can sit there and listen.
Yeah, it's funny how split people are about this with regards to, you know, maybe going for an odd drink once a month on their tod or going out for a meal, and people, no issue going for lunch on their own, but it's the going out maybe on a Friday or a Saturday night. This texter says, if you're looking for somewhere to go that's quiet and alone, I would recommend spend some time in the library. This listener tells me it is the best thing and I try not to be on my phone so I can enjoy the moment. If I'm meeting somebody, which is a rare thing, I always try and get in at least half an hour early to enjoy myself. This person says, as a single person, I have been out socialising on my own a lot and I've done a lot of stuff alone, including going for lunch and dinner. I go to the cinema and I go on holidays on my own as well. And I think this is a great bit of advice. I don't know if either of you have ever had this. If you go for a meal on your own, take out a notepad and pen. The staff will think you're there as a restaurant reviewer. You're guaranteed to get a great meal. Well, there's our Friday advice though for listeners.
Well, it's not gas now. I actually used to go to restaurants to review as a restaurant
reviewer.
Scared
their life for you, Lisa.
And that's the thing. I couldn't take out a notebook because then I'd get rumbled. And I think that is great advice about the library as well, except the only trouble there, the Guinness is terrible.
Yeah.
Sitting
down with a solitary salad, you'll never have a crossword with yourself, says this texter. Keep your thoughts coming into us. 087 1400 106, that is the WhatsApp number. Lisa and Donna, thanks a million to you both for joining us here on the programme today.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan, weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.